Lynn Classical head football coach Brian Vaughn is with us here. Brian, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Brian, you're off to a 4-1 start. Game two was that tough one to Peabody, but everyone is struggling with Peabody here in 2022.
But a good football team.
Yeah, man. You know, we thought they were good earlier in the year, but they're even far better than I think a lot of people even thought they could be.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, everybody knew the offense was going to be rocking and rolling with Lynch. And I don't think everybody expected their defense to be so good. And, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, they've been pretty dominant from what I'm seeing.
Absolutely. And I've seen them a number of times, Brian. But I'll tell you though that they're the real deal for sure. So I want to talk about your team. You've come back and you've had wins in the GBL with Somerville, Medford, and Malden. You're off this weekend. So I guess tell us where your team is at right now. You battled some injuries as well this year.
Yeah, we're still battling injuries. Obviously, my son's out for the year, and then our quarterback that was backing him up, that was playing RJ, has been out since Peabody went out, I want to say, our second series on offense. So, he really hasn't played. Came back last week just a little bit, but he's definitely not 100%. Going into our Medford game, we lost our leading rusher, Matt Carrillo, for the year with a knee injury. And so we've been battling the injury bug all season, and right now we're relying on some freshmen to play huge parts on offense, defense, and special teams for us.
Yeah, can you single out a few players that have stepped up, you know, in those last three wins for you?
Freshman running back Tyron Hurl, who we had to move Nick Costa, who was our starting backup running back, the quarterback when RJ went out. And we moved up freshman Tyron Hunt. His first start, he rushed for 278 yards and 4 touchdowns. And then last week, his second start, he bounced back with 183 yards on the ground and a touchdown. So, you know, we got a freshman running back carrying us a little bit. And you know, he's been playing lights out, plays offense, been starting for us offense and defense and linebacker and he's on every special team as well as a freshman, so he's been playing lights out the last 2 weeks for us.
Boy, Brian, if you had been asked this question like 6 months ago, who would be playing in this lineup for Classical? I mean, you wouldn't be sleeping at night in you know, 6 months ago knowing this, right?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we've been battling that injury bug, but what I do have to say is, you know, the guys on this team have been stepping up when other guys are going down. And you know, that's all you can really ask for.
Absolutely, that is exactly it, and that's the way high school sports or sometimes college sports are like that for sure, or any sport for sure. Hey, so Brian, tell me about the Greater Boston League. So everybody knows Lynn Classical, Lynn English made the move into the Greater Boston League. So what can you tell me about the league? I know, it was Everett, and they're still very strong. But what is your take on the GBL now?
I would still say it's still Everett. they're the cream of the crop of this league right now, and they're the team to beat. Revere is really good. Malden, who we played last week, is it looks like they're headed in the right direction. They were 3-1 going into that game and putting up. I think honestly they were averaging over 30 points a game. I think the league is a tough league. For our demographics, we fit right in with that league.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt about that. I hate even to ask you to put you on the record on this thing, but Everett was the head and shoulders. It was the state championship team in Division I, but they've come down a couple of notches. Even though if you can come down a couple of notches, you're still very formidable. I mean,
well. Like what I would say is, to me, Everett's still Everett. It still looks like. I know they played BC. They played BCI a few weeks ago, and I want to say they scored over 40. And I think they had a shutout as well, if I can remember correctly. So they're still Everett. I mean, they scare me. I'll tell you that.
No, I think they would scare just about every other team on the every team on the North Shore, to be quite honest with you, for sure. Yeah, yeah, I think you're absolutely right on that. So, Brian, looking ahead now, you do have Revere, your next game, and there's a team that you know has played some very tough teams. They've rebounded a little bit, but in fact, they went up against Everett too, and didn't find it that enjoyable, to be quite honest with you. But how do you look at that Revere game coming up? It's a great rivalry between you guys now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is a really good rivalry, and Coach Chick is a really good guy. We go back from my days at English, got to know him over, you know, we have history over 15, 16 years. He's a great guy, and he's done an outstanding job running that program and getting his guys to buy in and believe in their system and getting those guys to buy in what they need to achieve to be successful on Friday nights. Revere is always going to be a tough football team that's ready and prepared to play you. They kind of had our number the last 3-4 years, and I expect the game next week to be another challenging game for us. Like I said, Chick does an outstanding job. They have tough kids, physical kids, and they always have 4 or 5 really solid athletes.
Well, Brian, it's great talking with you. Congrats on what you've been able to accomplish so far this year. And I know your coaching staff must be working extra hard this year with all these injuries and so on. But we wish you the best of luck.
You know what? It's challenging, but that's part of the job, and that's the competitive nature as you as a coach. Accepting that challenge and trying to be successful on Friday night.
Exactly. Coach Vaughn, thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you.
All right. There he is, Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School.